Oh, it's in Coral Gables. That's where that is.
All right, now listen. I'm sending you out tomorrow on a blank project order, unnumbered. Doing an original here. And the mission purpose is as adverbially brief. The major target is accomplish your project within 3 days. Primary target to transport some money and proceed. And the vital target is accomplish the project flawlessly and within 3 days of arrival. And operating targets, obtain $49.99 money from B. Livingston. Obtain your air ticket, proceed, reach your project, telex completion, standby as briefed. You telephone Tom and telephone Roney, obtain their number. We have to obtain their number. Obtain Roney's number. And on completion of project, send the following telex. Date to R. Got it. That's all. And you will leave your phone number and address as a message to M. Full name. At. And that, of course, that M. Is just the name. It's just a letter to be on here. But, would be something on the order of Chima Douglas. Oh my God, no, will you go down? Dad, get the road map. The road maps. Go on. Get that out of here. Fast, fast. The, give it to Kima Douglas.
I didn't get that last part now. You mentioned 2M. I didn't get what that was exactly.
What do you call Kima?
Kima.
All right. That's just the code.
Code word. Okay.
That means Kima.
I didn't understand. What is this for? I got
I'll
the
give
first
you all about this.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reading you your project orders.
Oh, all right.
Now, you have to leave that at the Miami Springs Hotel, Motel, pardon me, the Holiday Inn, Miami Springs, 1111 South Royal, INCIANA, Poinciana Boulevard, at Miami Springs, and the phone number is 885-1941.
Holiday Inn Motel, Miami Springs, 1111, South Royal, Poinciana Boulevard.
Brother, now hear me. Kima Douglas, Holiday Inn. That is very secret. She doesn't even know about it. Kima Douglas, Holiday Inn, 1111 South Royal, Poinciana Boulevard. Miami Springs. And a telephone number. Did you get it?
885-1941.
That is right. And you will leave her your address and phone number. All right, that gets the thing. Now, the reason why merely permits you to go through lines. There's no other copies, and it doesn't tell anybody anything. You understand?
sir.
Well, that serves as a... That'll let you draw the money in your airfare. Now, you'll have to listen carefully because all of this is verbal.
Okay.
And the reason it's verbal is because of security. And you're an expert on that.
It's trained well.
Yes. And the number of notes you take should not be anything spread around.
Right.
But you can take some notes if you want to. You've got to have that address. You've got to have that so that you can get your money without my running you around with a messenger and all that sort of thing. Now, you want to pack up your gear, but you won't be coming back to the ship. You understand? Now, that stuff which you don't want to carry, make sure that it's perfectly packaged with your name on it and so forth. Other crew's belongings will be handled similarly. All right?
Yes, sir.
Then you won't lose any of your books or things of that character. In other words, move out, put it in cardboard boxes. Nail it down, fix breakable things so they don't break.
Right.
Got it? And then you're traveling here. Take what you will need with you for a couple of months. Now, what I want you to do, this is in a high security level. What we're going to do is do something which doesn't look like it's very high security. So you have to watch it. There's nothing out for me anyplace. But there are some people who would love to serve some subpoenas on me. The offbeat. And even if they did, that wouldn't be a total catastrophe. Because it would simply be protested and the last product would simply be I'd have to fill out an interrogation or something. It's just nuisance value. IRS is snarling around one way or the other, and they might sometime in the future, if they don't grant the nonprofit status, why, it's very doubtful if they would ever call me as a witness because it would be almost a fatal move on their part. They tried to, in the Hawaii case at Charleston, simply to delay the case. They knew that they had lost everything, so they decided they would do that and delay the case and close the embarrassment, and they lost it. They lost the case. It was a strategic maneuver on their part, but it was an asinine maneuver. So they can sometimes do asinine things, too. So we just make it difficult for them. Now, a certain number of crew, particularly aliens and so on, are being put over here on the beach. Not here. And we've got the place. It's all in hand. And that's a staging area, and they're going to be moved from there to a permanent base, which we don't have. We don't have any permanent base. But we've got about five that we're dickering with. It's just, we've got some, but we want something better. We want a better price. Now, they can be there as long as 3 months, but this is very touch and go because the ship will be going up there. You see? So we've got to have some place to land as a permanent base. Now, these cats very often don't expedite rapidly unless I'm on the lines, right? So I'm going to be on the lines, but nobody's going to know about it because it's a very small handful. This place is at Daytona. And Daytona is not in season yet. And the motels and things are all empty up there. And I'm counting on the fact that probably the apartments are, too. Now listen carefully. There'll be about seven in my party with Mary Sue. So you probably have to have about three apartments or something. The longest you will want these things will be about 60 days. But that sounds like vacation time.
Yeah.
So it's just tourist vacation, good roads, and good weather.
Right.
Now, the name you use is immaterial at this stage of the game. But what did Brunel know us as?
Larry Harris. Morris and Don Shannon.
All right.
Now, you could get him as a reference. So you want to have his address?
They don't even ask, weren't even asking for anything around when we were trying to really rent a place. It was just some stinking bankers from the place that we were trying to have, we were getting nosy. Now, we've been on tenterhooks here trying to get one place. But you've got him as a reference, see? There's no lead goes back to that.
Right.
Now, if you figure it out, you got to have some place to cook. A place for Mary Sue. A room for Mary Sue and a room for myself. So probably that your ideal scene would be an apartment for us with one or two other apartments for the other people right next to it. And it's pretty empty at Daytona Beach, which is why I'm saying Daytona Beach. It's also empty at St. Petersburg, but I don't want to be down there.
There's not even any map of Miami on this. What the hell are you talking about, man? There's usually maps of greater Miami, the bigger cities. What is this, the Eastern Seaboard? Montreal? Oh, for Christ's sake. You go down and tell those guys to take the Florida map out of the Sam Chaffee folder, mission folder.
All right.
And so on. That's worthless, man. That's Philadelphia. Get out of here.
All right. I'll get that one.
It shows where Miami is located.
Yeah.
I want a detailed map of the Miami, greater Miami area. That's what I've been running into all night, Jackson. I was just looking at it up here a day or two ago. All right, regardless of all that. I was just verifying Miami Springs' proximity to the airport. All right. Now, you get the kind of a setup this would be.
Now, you or Mary Sue wouldn't be using your regular names then?
Not necessarily, but you don't have to tell anybody what our names are.
I'm renting it.
Yeah. You got a reference.
If I'm still going to be there, I just have to be known by another name, that's all.
Not the moment.
That's fine. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can rent it under one of the names of the people that is coming.
One of those being Frank Morris or
something like that.
Right.
You've got to cover your bets.
Right.
You didn't have any real trouble. You usually have the first last month's rent, a deposit of some kind or not.
Yes. There was one problem on that of the electric bill. I gave it an address for it to go to, but it didn't get there. I didn't tell him to.
Did you pay it?
It was never paid.
What did you do? Did you ever get a check and pay?
I never got it back. I never got the bill. We sent a letter then to the electric company, but nothing, and told them to send it to this other address that we had, but there wasn't anything that came from it.
Well, that's Consolidated Edison. You think maybe Brunel's looking for you?
No, but they might have gotten on to him because it was his tenant, even though we signed an agreement that we would pay it and he wouldn't have anything to do with it. It's a piece. I don't know. I'm not sure of him. He'd say yes, they'd be okay, or...
Can't you phone him up?
I could even ask him if it would be okay as a reference.
No. You ask him, did you ever get the electric bill? We never got our electric bill, so I just phoned you up, asking you how you are and so forth, but nobody ever sent the electric bill.
All right.
You didn't send the electric bill. Nobody sent it to the address. Is there anything about it? There is, wife. Send it on to... You'll have to have some address.
Right.
them cross names, so I don't know what address you'd have to.
There is, I had them, we had one address, and I think for Empire, we have another box. I could have him send it to that.
Mm.
That would be, he would never correlate Empire with that. It's there's no way to trace it.
Have we ever paid anything on that? Empire? We still have it?
We still have it.
Well, all right.
And we have this box, the GO set it up later. And it's there for Empire.
All right, fine. But phone him up. You'd have to phone him up anyhow. He'll probably say, no, we never heard from him. But you probably won't need any reference. I wouldn't volunteer any reference. I'd phone him up anyhow.
Yeah.
So, all right. And tell him you're just passing through and you thought you'd call him up. Down for a vacation. And it'd be okay if we used him as a reference. You know, he could do that. I wouldn't give him any address before I asked him that.
Right.
All right. So anyway, you know what kind of a setup is would be needed. Well, it's actually what kind of a setup is there and available. Now, 4 or 5 motel rooms right up against the Neptune dome. So you have to locate where the Neptune is. And then you have to go over a few blocks away from that. But it's right at the bottom of Daytona. It's at the south end of Daytona, across the bridge. Now this puts me on the comm line because I got about 6 messengers I can trust, the little ITs know. Well, that's what?
You want it within like bicycle distance or something like that so they can...
Yeah, walking distance.
Walking distance.
Yeah, so that they can disappear out of the scene with traffic reappear. Now, that, I say, doesn't look very secure. I think you find it very secure. Now, I'll have to look up my corner of spectacles or something like that. I'll have to think I'll even bother to wear. The main thing I've got to work out is I've got to get them into some permanent quarters, you see, and I really don't dare be far, very far on the lines. And, probably there for sure should be a telephone except that of the manager. So there's a possibility that you can get a phone connected up. I'm not afraid of my own people. It's just put me in the firing line to have some subpoena server come up and hit me, something like that. They've got quite a few actions. They've got about 3 or 4. One of the guys said he'd love to serve me. He's complete nut. So it's make it difficult. So there'll be about 7 in the party. And as soon as you've got it, you've got your orders there. But you don't. You just say, got it. Say, well, this lets me fire.
Right. And then you would go to that.
And a day later, Mary Sue fires. So I will go to that.
That hotel. The address of the place. Mm-hmm. Be there.
It'll be there. And your phone number.
Right.
So as soon as I get there, I can give you a ring. And, so, Mary Sue will come the next day after me because we don't fly on the same planes. That's the reason for that.
Right.
And then the rest of the party can come in there. Maybe we stop overnight at the Holiday Inn, catch another plane, a week for Mary Sue, and then go up.
You decided to run your message.
You know, people play back these tapes. They're thinking this is what the hell alive. Well, we're getting somewhere now. Here's two minor towns in this map form. There they are. There it is, boy. That's it. That's it, right there. Now what you do is you go in here and don't take a ticket for Daytona. You just take a ticket for Miami. And when you get there, you buy a ticket. I didn't go to Daytona. Right?
Another airline.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You won't have any trouble with that. Piece of cake. Now, I think there is a Daytona here. Yeah, but I think there's a map of Daytona. Well, I can't be sure. Miami, St. Augustine, Orlando.
It must be part of that mission.
Well, no. They have they're all strung out. Daytona's all strung out along the beach. Here's Orlando. There's Daytona, see? And it's not in South Daytona, it's in Daytona. It's just across the bridge there, at the lower end.
Across the bridge?
Yeah, will you spot where it is, see?
Yeah.
All right?
Yes, sir.
And get something fairly parked, don't get a dog place.
Not like we have.
No, I'm not being critical of those places.
The first one was pretty good.
Middle class, so forth.
Harsher than the first one, then
well,
the second.
Well, if you can make it. Mary Sue's not well. Give her a decent environment.
Right.
I don't know what they've got there, but they may have condominiums.
Yes.
People frantically trying to rent condominiums because they overbuilt the living daylights out of those things. They're starving in Daytona. I don't care what you spend for this thing for a couple of months. See, I don't give a damn at all. It's out of my pay, not the company. This whole thing's a personal mission. And we get first and last month's rent, we don't care what. 2 months first and last month's rent. It's off-season for Daytona. Orlando has sort of started and so on, but they really don't start till the end of December, that high up in Florida. And then they really think they're going to have a big season, pay off all their mortgages and so forth. This year, recreation travel has dropped 50%. That's automotive recreation travel. It's a non-dog. And hotels going broke all over the place, being foreclosed. It's an untidy scene. But they're being very unrealistic in Florida concerning all that. If I was foreclosed yesterday, business is going to go on as usual. Get the things door to door if you can, see. Now, I don't say you have to get 3 apartments. They'd probably be the easiest thing to get, vacation apartments. See? I don't say you have to get that. You might be able to find a house. See, I don't care. You might be able to find anything. It's what's there.
Right. Another motel?
Well, they don't have usually kitchenette facilities.
Kitchen
facilities.
Yes.
Motels are not usually very posh.
That's true, especially on the beach. We'll go there for a vacation.
We don't want to be on the beach. We'll inland if we can. On the beach, you can. It doesn't matter. Make sure it's well up the beach or down the beach. So, now that puts me on the communication lines, very tight. And telex traffic being set up for that base. Well, telex, geo telex is going to roar in there at the Mary Susie. And a messenger can go for a walk on the beach. Then there'll probably be a messenger on duty at the place. There'll be ITs and so forth on duty over at the other place. This is not the final setup. But the GO has requested me not to go near a base, not to go in the base or be housed in the base. Because they have some idea that IRS might suddenly get enthusiastic or something, whereas there's no sign of this, and they won't. Because if they did, they would just be showing the worst faith that anybody ever heard of, and we could hit them. And right now, they're cowering. They'd love to hit us, but they won't figure one out. But it's a subpoena thing, Mary Sue said. She doesn't want that. Because it causes trouble, their lawyers have to go on and get the subpoena withdrawn and all that sort of thing. So they asked me not to be too available in the first little while when I'm in the U.S. What we're setting up from there is a different setup, which I needn't trouble you with. When we get a permanent base, then I'll know more about the other setup.
Right.
You see. But it's a more complex setup, but communication lines are hot. So with this one, while we will just be very careful with local security right now, we won't say anything to anybody. That's why I wrote those orders, so you can get your money and go. And customs is not going to take a tape off of you. I don't know if you have anything to play a tape on.
I'd like to listen to it one more time, and then erase it even.
Well, you can take it with you. Who cares? It's not in writing.
Right.
I don't know what they would say of a TC-55 coming in.
Oh no, I don't know whether it was bought here.
A couple of these were bought in Las Palmas, and one was bought in New York, as you recall.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know which one. But they're all older than 2 years. That's all customs ever worries about.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
So, personal property.
I see this has a little...
thing.
This little thing. This that wasn't on... original. How about you? That's it, right?
I don't know where the third one is.
Master!
Where's the third TC-55? Maybe both of these Las Palmas ones. I can't even guarantee they're in their original cases.
This is number one here. That has a look of it.
Hmm?
That's the case. It's a completely different case.
Well, anyway,
this is three.
Is this the one? I remember we bunged up one side of it. These have been in and out of their cases, and LRHAB.
Oh, I see. Yes. Could have been put in a different one, even.
And they have a battery operated cartridge that you can just buy little pen lights for. You don't want one of these.
The rechargeable.
Rechargeable. Right. You want the pen light if you want a pen light. I'll see if I can't set it up. This battery might not be it. All right. Regardless of that, please, you can listen to it again as you wish. So, that is the extent of it. Are there any questions on this?
No? Let's see. I get the place, I go back down to Miami and put the...
No.
Or just call them up, leave the message for chemo. I could, I was looking at a name, I want to keep it pretty legitimate. I could put it into Kima Douglas's name, or because it's a brand new name.
Kima, yeah, that's Douglas. Right. But be on the same aircraft.
Oh, I see.
You could, but then wouldn't they maybe wait for you to... You could say you were his secretary.
Mr. Harris's?
No, the team of Douglas' secretary.
Yeah.
If you wish. Yeah, those are the new ones. Yeah, that's the original. Do they have numbers on them?
Thanks, sir.
Hmm?
Inside by the battery. I think there's a number.
Expect action on this within maybe
48 hours after you send your telex. That would be the outside. Yeah. Because when I, the second I receive your telex, well, I'll just get on the next plane with the party.
You just mentioned something about there would be no fast reservation.
Not at the Holiday Inn. I won't be making a reservation at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Something has happened. So I'll call Henning. Monday will have called him. But that's if I don't contact you within about 36, 48 hours after you speak.
So I wouldn't call Henning until...
Well, you say, well, he'll be in here 48 hours after. You can call him any old time. Perfectly all right, but it's not all that secure.
Right.
Telephone lines into the deal and all that secure. They usually go outside your paper. So, therefore, if you start to worry about a connection or something like that, why you call me, okay?
Yeah, I could always call there. 36 hours.
You could call the hotel, find out if we were there. We have to know what name you're going to call it into the hotel. What is that?
Frank Morris.
No, no, no. Who are you going to call at the Holiday Inn? What name do I ask for at the Holiday Inn?
Rick Sheedy. I'll set it up under, you mean the reservation?
Yeah.
It would be Rick Sheedy, because we wouldn't want to use Kima.
All right. Very good. Very good. So there would be a name or a message for Rick Sheedy.
Actually, I'd rather put the apartment itself under Rick Sheedy and the hotel under Rick Sheedy.
You may have to turn on lights, you may have to turn on water or get a telephone connected up or installed. And you may have to stock the ice box or something like this. But this, I think, we can preserve some security on the line. It's not from our own people. After the base is all established that we're being secure, it's, I'm sure they will tell the people if they're questioned that I'm an Indian. That's a tourist location. It's almost impossible to spot specific people in a tourist area. And that would seem to be about the way the cat jumped. So that gets Mary Sue and me into the U.S. And housed, excuse me. And no subpoena service. Master, get me my wallet. Any questions, Tom?
Right.
put money, you know, say a month in advance, the last month.
You're right, you can handle all of that.
Yeah, so don't have to.
Will you keep account of your expense money because it has to go on my tax record?
Okay.
And it's receipts. And your ticket is for an external call.
Quite easy. Not that much problem. Always, people always rent it. Wait, wait.
soon as possible and execute it.
Roger.
We're not running on too tight a timetable.
Questions?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your take.